Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Think back on your life for a couple of minutes. What was your childhood like? Were you a rebellious teenager? What was your life like as a young adult? What about midlife? Did you have a midlife crisis? Did you make some midlife corrections? What's your life like today? Has your life gone as you planned it? Are you satisfied with where you are at this point? Are there accomplishments that you have made that you're really proud of? Do you still have some goals that you would like to accomplish? Are there still things on your bucket list? Are there more goals that you have that you would like to accomplish before you can no longer accomplish things? As I contemplated those questions for myself, I realized that at 72, I don't know if what a 72-year-old should feel like. I do have the sense that the world is rather passing me by. It doesn't seem like the world is, it seems like the world is going so fast that I'm really having trouble keeping up. A friend of mine used to say, "I'm so far behind, I think I'm in the lead." But as I look back on my life, I see some things that I'm not particularly proud of. I've done some dumb things. I've made some mistakes. I've committed some sins that I don't like. But then none of us are perfect. And so what are we supposed to do? Where does that leave us besides in a conundrum? Perhaps there's some answers to those questions in our readings for today. In the epistle lesson for today, Paul is 60 or 65 years old. He's in prison, perhaps thinking his life is about to come to an end. He's endured a lot of physical and mental hardships in his missionary journeys for God. He's been cold and hungry. He's gone through some difficult times. And one of the first things he says is that at this point in his life, his faith means vastly more to him than any physical comfort that he might have. He points out that in his younger days, he was an up-and-coming Pharisee. He was on the fast track to greatness, if you will, in the world of the Pharisees. He explains that he had all of the right boxes checked on his resume. He says, "I was circumcised on the eighth day according to the law. I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews." That means all of his ancestors were of the Hebrew nation. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. That was one of the only two tribes that remained after the first diaspora. So now there in his time are the people in Judah. They are the only ones remaining. He's part of that. In that position, he was a fanatical Pharisee. He persecuted the church. He believed that Jesus was there to undermine Jewish law, which he believed would ultimately get him into heaven. But then in verse 7, he changes. He said, "Whatever earthly or human gains I made in all of that, I consider as loss." What he thought in his youth was perfection, he later learned was nothing but trash, that it was totally wrong. But he does not dwell on the past very long. He begins immediately moving to the future. While he acknowledges that he's not perfect, he says there's one more goal that he has to accomplish in his life. He says this, "But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." I press on, he says. I press on to the goal of salvation and eternal life. For him, that was the only option, was to press on toward that goal. For Paul, there was no turning back, no other choice. That was exactly where he was headed. So I ask you, do you dwell on your past? Or do you think about the future? How often do you think about your spiritual future? What mistakes would you like to avoid in the future that perhaps you've made in the past? So I hope that there is one more goal that each of you set for yourself, and that is the goal of eternal life. Like Paul, we too are not perfect. The work of the Holy Spirit in us is not complete. We are works in progress. As the saying goes, we are not yet complete. God still has things to work in us. We are a little like children who want to grow up so that we can be an adult. We can be a mature adult. And so in that process, we too must press on to the goal of becoming a mature Christian. And so that Holy Spirit that was placed in you in your baptism is continually working on you day by day and will continue to do so for the rest of your lives. And so you might ask, well, okay, how do I press on? How do I press on when it seems like we keep getting further and further behind? Technology is leaving most of us in the dust. It seems like many of us are losing the battle physically. Sometimes we feel like we're losing the battle mentally. It seems like we're the only people on this path and everybody else is on a different path. How do we press on in a world like that? How do we press on when tragedy strikes, when some chaos comes into our lives, we lose a friend or a relative or worse, a spouse? How do we press on those times? How do we continually seek that goal? Interestingly, I think the answer to those questions comes in the Old Testament reading for today. Isaiah is speaking to people in difficult times. Our reading today begins with the words, "Thus says the Lord." This is God speaking through Isaiah to us today. God says to us today, "I will make a way in the wilderness." When the road of our lives, when the road in the wilderness of our lives is not clear, God will show us the way. And he says, "I will make rivers in the desert." In the desert, water is highly sought after. Water brings relief of thirst. Water brings relief of heat. Water in the desert is a wonderful place to rest. And so where there seems to be no relief in the desert of the journey of our lives, God provides that relief from our woes and troubles. When life gets hard and we thirst for answers to questions about the future, and we all wonder about the future, God will provide not just a cup of refreshing water, but a river of water that satisfies that thirst to know what we need to do as we move into the future. Even St. Paul, who spoke directly with Jesus on that road to Damascus, he realized, according to our text today, that he is not perfect. He was not complete in Christ just yet. He was a work in progress, and we, like him, are works in progress as well. We realize that we are certainly not perfect. We look back on our lives and we don't necessarily like all of the things that we see, but we cannot change the past. We can only move forward. We can only press on to the most important goal, that we have in our lives, and that's salvation and eternal life. And this is not something that we can do on our own. In fact, if it were up to us, we would probably give up. And that would be the absolute worst thing that we could do. I did a funeral for a distant cousin last month. Her favorite saying, according to her relatives, was, "One day at a time, with the Lord's help." So for each day, for the rest of our lives, we keep an eye on that greatest goal. We forget the past. We press on to the future like Paul, and we do that one day at a time with the Lord's help. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.